The Narragansett Bay Commission calls its multi-decade water quality project the biggest project you'll never see. It's a system of underground tunnels and storage tanks meant to fix problems with the urban area's older pipes that carry both sewage and stormwater. Those pipes were built in the late 1800s to early 1900s, says Raymond Marshall, the executive director of the wastewater agency.
When it rains, the stormwater comes into our system at numerous locations and at some point overwhelms the capacity of the pipes.
Untreated sewage and stormwater ended up polluting Upper Narragansett Bay, violating the Federal Clean Water Act.
And so over the last 15 years, we've been working to intercept those overflow points and drop them into a tunnel, which exists in the Fields Point Service District. Now we're looking to do a similar type of project in the Buchan Point Service District.
That would involve building a second large tunnel that would run through Pawtucket, Central Falls, and the northern part of East Providence.
And by the way, since the original tunnel went online on November 1st of 2008, we've captured and treated about 6.3 billion gallons of flow. So that would have gone raw right into the receiving waters. Now is getting full treatment at the Fields Point Treatment Plant.
Marshall expects to see more improvements from the project's second phase, which was recently completed. He says a third phase at the Buckland Point facility is designed to improve the water quality in the Blackstone and Seekonk rivers. And how will the state measure those improvements? By the number of additional shell fishing days after each storm. In this scenario, it could be an additional 3.5 to 4.5 days, says Marshall. It'll cost $815 million to get there. Marshall says that will add more than $300 per year to the typical customer's bill.
Let's say they're about $460 now. They might be up to $500 in 5 years just through normal inflationary cost. But then the rates will probably go up into the mid-700s, $750 per year.
Customers won't feel the impact to their wallets until around the year 2018 or 2019. But the agency is already worried about how it will affect low-income residents in Providence, Pawtucket, and Central Falls.
I don't want to make you think that we don't care what happens in Lincoln and Cumberland. We do, but it's the people who can least afford it that are located within those communities for the most part.
From his seat at the board of the Narragansett Bay Commission, Rick Burrows shares those concerns. And what's more, he's not convinced the final phase of the project will bring enough water quality improvement to make it worth doing.
We need to be realistic about what is achievable.
The Narragansett Bay Commission has to make changes to comply with the Federal Clean Water Act. But Burrows says the federal government allowed the state of Rhode Island to set its water quality standards.
It turns out in Rhode Island, we identified only Class A and Class B waters, those being the cleanest, and we did not identify Class C waters.
Meaning Rhode Island set the bar high, even for industrial areas. Burrow says the state should consider revising the standards for some areas, and he says the Narragansett Bay Commission could lead the way.
Can we do that? The answer is maybe, but we would have to have a consensus throughout the state, including the Department of Environmental Management, that this was the prudent way to proceed for the state of Rhode Island.
Burrow says that might achieve a better balance between the cost for residents and the mandate to improve water quality. He and other board members pledged to tell state and federal regulators about their concerns when they submit their plans for the final phase of the project, which will bring the total cost to as much as $1.5 billion. As some board members pointed out, that's more than the PawSucks want to build a new stadium and much more than the $20 million open space bond voters approved last year. And most of the cost will have to be paid by only about 118,000 households and the businesses in the Narragansett Bay Commission service area. Ambar Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.